got a lot of news that we're going to go to this hour. We're going to just do it. On the replay, it's going to sound really good. If you're listening on the replay, we sound perfect.
Yeah.
It's so fantastic.
Thank you.
So there you go. We sound great, supposedly, allegedly, or better, as good as we usually do. So whatever that is, we sound fine. We got a huge story about China and the South Pacific. Is it Southwest Pacific?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll discuss that.
Around Australia.
Around a lot of other news stories. So we'll definitely get into that. I want to read, kind of finish up this point, because this is the point of this country. Everything we see, everything our founding father sacrificed for, this is the point. And I talked about it in depth last week, and I'm going to say little things as we go, because you got to hear things about, you know, Uncle Kevin's, he only barely knows what the most important story is now, because he's heard it only 20 times. This is John Locke, who our founders were obsessed with. Why were they obsessed with John Locke? Because these philosophers, the classical education in for centuries, really, has been that you study Greek philosophers, you study history, you study Greek and Roman mythology, you really get into the facts of where we came from, what have you. All these things begin to develop something in your mind and then develop something in reason in you and your whole ability. The big problem, Charles Isherby, outcome-based education, is that the totality of the person is not developed. You're turned down to a robot, so you just spit out its input-output. That you just
regurgitate.
You just memorize for a test. You just regurgitate. It's not education. It's indoctrination. It's
It's
manipulation. It's really dialing down who you are. Anyway, the founders were obsessed with people like John Locke, Isaac Newton. They were obsessed with Isaac Newton. They this idea of reason, that God gave you reason to for what? So that you can figure out this world and to make choices. Here's a couple of quotes by John Locke that really inspired certainly Jefferson. This is John Locke. This is his 1690 essay, an essay concerning human understanding. As therefore, the highest perfection of intellectual nature lies in a careful and constant pursuit of true and solid happiness. So what is he saying? The greatest thing that you can do in life is to pursue true happiness. The greatest use of that reason. You are given intelligence. You are given reason. The greatest use of your reason is so that you can pursue true happiness, that you can pursue really the source of your creation and why you were given all these mm-hmm. things and what your true isn't that what you want more than anything?
That's right.
You know, everybody that said, what do I want? What do you want more than anything? You on an eternal basis. I'm not even talking about this life, even past this life, whatever. What do you want more than anything? And you could say, well, I want to be with God. Well, no, that's not really exactly what you want. What you want to be with God because being with God will make you truly happy. What you want more than anything is to be happy.
And follow your dreams.
Is to be truly happy. Mm-hmm. That's what you want. As therefore, the highest perfection of intellectual nature lies in a careful and constant pursuit of true and solid happiness. So the care of ourselves, that we mistake not imaginary for real happiness. Meaning, you know, some drunks say, well, I'm happy if I get drunk. Right? That's not real happiness. So people say, you know, well, you know, happiness, what does that mean? Okay, there's a difference. And that John Locke points that out. Is a necessary foundation of our liberty. The foundation of our liberty is that you use your intellectual nature to pursue your true happiness. Okay, this is a revolutionary idea.
Sure,
the stronger ties we have to an unalterable pursuit of happiness in general, which is our greatest good, and which, as such, our desires always follow, the more we are free.
Yeah.
Okay. Your self-interest. You say, well, people are selfish. Everybody's selfish. You say, well, you're acting unselfishly. No, everybody's acting selfishly. Everybody is acting in self-interest of what they think is the best for them or for what is important to them. Self-interest is the basis of your pursuit of happiness. You pursue God. You find God. You look for God. You raise and worship God. Why? Because you think that's going to be the best course for you. And you say, well, I feel inspired. Yes, you feel all those things. You feel the Spirit. Yes, all those things. Because that's what you want. That is what makes you happy. This is the philosophy of John Locke. Happiness for Locke is the end result of men pursuing their self-interest, rightly understood, which in turn is the foundation of our liberty. How precisely does the pursuit of happiness work for Locke? It begins with the mind, with reason's power to suspend the execution and satisfaction of any of its desires. Man's reason, Locke says, is at liberty to consider the objects of its desires, to examine them on all sides, and weigh them with others. With this liberty to think, which in part means the ability to pause and suspend our desires, men have the opportunity to examine, view, and judge of the good or evil of what they are going to do. Okay, a lot of people, they may hear this and they may say, well, this sounds just like Luciferianism, do as thou wilt. And I'm sure I'll get emails about that. All this is Luciferianism, just do whatever you want. No, that's not what he's, it's complete opposite of what he's saying. What Luciferianism, Satan, and do as thou wilt, Aleister Crowley, Anton LaVey, do as thou wilt, do whatever you want. What they're saying is you're a god unto yourself, is that your happiness is unto yourself, that you're an island unto yourself. What Locke is saying, you have to have your reason to be able to choose whatever you want, to be able to use your reason to choose whatever you want, but that it, as it's only refined by the, by morality and virtue, the virtue and morality to make those choices only really make you free and really get you to happiness, the source of your creation and to your creator. That's what, see, completely different, 100% different. Like Satanism, you have to be able to choose. You know, I need to be able to choose. You know, if you ever talk to a Satanist or a Luciferian, you know, they'll tell you, I want choice. I want to choose whatever I want. You know, that's a fine line there. I want to choose whatever I want. I want to choose. I want to be able to choose. And that's what God wants for you. Do you see? That's what God wants for you too. Why? How do I know? How does Locke know that that's what God wants for you? Because he wouldn't have gave you the choice if he did.
That's right.
It's that simple.
He gave you free will.
He gave you free will. That's the debate. And he wants you to choose him.
Right.
When he's saying he wants you to choose him, what he's really saying, he wants you to choose your highest and best self.
Yeah. Morally.
Moral. Virtue.
Mm-hmm.
This is the foundation of this country.
Exactly.
And the great thinkers of the world that came through, people say, oh, they weren't Christians. Come on. Come on. Just shut up.
Yeah. Our founders said that this government can only work with a moral people.
That's why the establishment of religious clause is first in the First Amendment.
Yes, exactly. You have to be moral or it's going to collapse. And look what's happened to America.
Right. We can't make, and so when we have 5-year-olds, again, this is adult, you know, you may want to cover, you know, earmuffs for your children.
Mm-hmm.
When you're teaching, you know, in the UK right now, the big story, they're teaching 5-year-olds to masturbate.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what Jocelyn Elders said 25 years ago. Remember that?
No, I try to forget such things.
God.
When you hypersexualize a society, then they can't act with virtue. Families break up. There's unwanted pregnancies. Then there's abortions. Then it's all interconnected.
Yeah, she was a Surgeon General 25 or 30
years. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Maybe somebody didn't know.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Here's a couple quotes from founding fathers to let you know what they thought. Don't ever tell me that these weren't biblical, religious, Christian-based people. And I'm not even going to say Judeo-Christian, because there weren't many Jews in here. And there weren't many Catholics either.
Okay. Fact.
Okay? And I'm not trying to offend Catholics, and I'm not trying to offend Jews. These are Protestant. These are rebellious. These are revolutionary people who broke away from the main thoughts of Catholicism and the Anglican Church that were coming from Europe. That's who they were. So they already were rebellious towards conformity and the restrictions put on by these governments. So they already had that spirit. So they had a spirit of freedom, a spirit of choice, a spirit of whatever it was. Anyway, here's some quotes. In 1769, John Mackenzie, a South Carolinian, spoke for all Americans when he described the rights of nature as, quote, latent, inherent, which no climate, no time, no constitution, no contract can ever destroy or diminish. My grandfather, when he says what makes America different from every other country, is because America, our rights come from God, not man, and man cannot take them. This is revolutionary on top of revolutionary on top of revolutionary on top of, oh my God, this is the greatest political thought ever, 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 ever.
Put down on paper.
Put down on paper.
Bingo.
Natural rights are, quote, absolute. Because if you cannot, if you do not honor, see, this is why I say about the government when we see certain things, that they're not offending man, they're offending God. Because they're absolute. Why are they absolute? Because God has decreed them.
Yeah. They've given it to us. He's given them to us.
God gave you freedom, yeah. So therefore he decreed it, there it's absolute.
Absolutely.
So now man and socialist doctrine and China, we'll use China here for a minute, they're trying to say that that's not true. Not trying to say, that is what they're saying.
That is.
They're saying that that is not true. That the greatest good for man is that you follow the state line and that we work together like a beehive and you turn into a worker bee and you do the greater good for the colony.
Right. And if you don't, there's consequences.
Yeah, we're going to, well, your round pit, you know, a nail sticking up gets chopped off.
Exactly.
That's
power comes at the end of a gun.
That's the political philosophies that we're dealing with. That's what they tell you. Is that not what they tell you? The government is telling you God is wrong. You shouldn't have too many choices because your choices are making people unsafe and the government doesn't want that and doesn't have order. We need order. You know, isn't that what's Satan's push all the time? You know, we're going to have chaos and we'll have order. Order out of chaos. We're going to make order out of chaos. Here's a quote by Noam Chomsky I found. I think this is on LouRockwell.com. I think it was the article. I think. I'm sorry I don't have it here. But it's been quoted a lot of different places. So, but Noam Chomsky said this. I wanted to read this quote of what the philosophies were talking about. And when you wonder in your mind, why is governments doing this? Why are they trying to kill us? Why are they, you know, all these things go in your mind. Here's why. They have a religion. It's not the religion you have, but they do have a religion and they do have moral principles that they adhere to, but it's not virtue. See, that's what I'm talking about, morality and virtue. They have a morality. It's not just morality. It's a virtuous morality. It has to be virtue in your morality. Right. Anyway, here's the quote. Noam Chomsky. At its root, the logic is that the Grand Inquisitor, like Lucifer, Lucifer's the Grand, you know, what's wrong with Lucifer? Just asking questions here, you know, who bitterly assailed Christ for offering people freedom and thus condemning them to misery. The great, at its core, the people running these governments and distilling these socialist doctrines, this is what they believe. The great curse to them, in the world, is that God, in this case Christ specifically, we'll just say God, is that God condemned mankind to misery because of the freedom. Okay, I'll continue. The church must correct the evil work of Christ by offering the miserable mass of humanity the gift they most desire and need, absolute submission. It must vanquish freedom so as to make them happy. Do you see the converse of this? I'm going to pause right there. Do you see the converse of this? What are we talking about? The pursuit of happiness, the freedom to pursue happiness. And Lucifer says, no, we got to get rid of freedom to make you happy, to make you happy.
You got to squash it.
And provide the total community of worship that they avidly seek. In the modern secular age, this means worship of the state religion, which in the Western democracies incorporates the doctrine of submission to the masters of the system of public subsidy, private profit, called free enterprise. That's what free enterprise has become, but that's not what free enterprise is. The people must be kept in ignorance, reduced to jingoist incantations for their own good. It's like jingoist means like dogmatic, incantations, just the rote prayers that they say over and over again for their own good. I am telling you, I am reading. Why you want to know why our show is being attacked? Why there's energetic forces against us? And you have to hear this on a replay to hear it clear. Do you want to know? Who else is telling you? I am telling you exactly the morality behind the forces of the socialist takeover, the globalist takeover of this world, so that you understand this. and you understand the stakes of what we're talking about here. This is no less than Luciferianism versus the gospel of Jesus Christ. And people say, whoa, what are you talking about? I'm explaining this to you.
Yeah, it's right here.
This is what they believe. Locke believed that you're true, the greatest, that your rights were given so that you can pursue happiness. Then your greatest good, the greatest good, is to be able for you and everyone else to use your natural right, your natural reason, to be able to choose your creator and progress towards your creator, which is natural, which is true happiness. Lucifer says, your choice is what's making you miserable. All the conflict we're seeing is because everybody has choice and they can destroy each other. So I'll get rid of choice and that will make you happy. I'll take away liberty, and by taking away liberty, I will make you happy. Follow my plan. Is this not the government's, is this not the political discussions we're having? Is this not what socialism is? The greater good? The greater good in China is you do what the party wants so we can have this, was it Duante or whatever they call it, that word they use?
You're just a part in the cog.
You're just a part in the cog, so you're going to serve this whole system, and that's the greater good for everybody, because everybody's going to be safe, everybody's going to be happy, everybody's going to get along. We're not going to have these differences of opinion. Johnny won't think one way, Susie might not think another. We'll all think the same, and everybody will get along, and there'll be order.
That's right.
And there'll be symmetry, and everything will be good.
And if you don't think the same, you're going to re-education camps until you get it right.
Job training centers. How dare you?
That's right.
Job training centers.
Right. Yeah, job training centers. I forgot.
For the reduced to and contained for their own good. And like the Grand Inquisitor who employs the forces of miracle, mystery, and authority. Wow, the Grand Inquisitor. Let's just say Lucifer there.
Yeah.
Who employs the forces of miracle, mystery, and authority, quote, to conquer and hold captive forever the conscience of these impotent rebels for their happiness, and to deny them the freedom of choice they so fear and despise. So the cool observers must create the necessary illusions and emotionally potent oversimplifications that keep the ignorant and stupid masses disciplined and content. My God, ladies and gentlemen, this is... I've never read a paragraph that more completely explains Luciferianism.
Yeah.
We're not talking about Satanism, you know, people getting a goat and you know, ripping its heart out and sacrificing it. I mean, that's part of it. But right. This is the morality, the doctrine, the religion of Lucifer. I just explained it to you.
Yeah.
Or Noam Chomsky just did in a, you know, good-sized paragraph here. Mm-hmm. They have a morality. That's what we're telling you in America. It's not morality. They have a morality, and they think they're acting moral. And they're telling all these things, all these MK Ultra things. They say, you're part of the great work. Their great work. What is the great work? The great work is to end freedom of choice and chaos and the misery. They say, we're going to end the misery. I'm going to save everybody. I'm going to stop all this misery and all this hurt. I'm going to end it all. And you're going to worship me.
Yeah. Don't believe them.
This is what it is. And so what does God say? What is the spirit of where the spirit of God is? There's liberty. The opposite is liberty.
Yeah.
Do you act with virtue in that liberty? So your morality is virtue. The morality of the founders is virtue.
Yep.
Not Luciferianism. It's virtue. And what is virtue? That everyone be able to exercise what God has given them. The absolute that God has given. What is government's only just purpose? Why is Jefferson so aggressive? And again, I'm saying what Jefferson said. I'm not advocating this. So don't send, the FBI is, I'm sure they're listening. We know they're listening. Why do you think Jefferson's so adamant about being violent? And he's like, the tree of liberty must be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants from time to time.
From time to time.
That, you know, the greatest political question, Patrick Henry, is life so dear or peace so sweet to be purchased at the price of chains or slavery? So what did he ask? The greatest political question ever. Is your life more important than freedom, or is freedom more important than your life? And then what's the next statement out of his mouth? Patrick Henry is You talk about revolutionary mind, Patrick Henry. Whoa. Mm-hmm. The very next statement out of his mouth in that greatest speech is, "Forbid it, Almighty God." Think about that. So the greatest political question ever asked, he asked. And then who did he immediately appeal to?
The Lord.
Almighty God. Mm-hmm. Not just, you know, God, Almighty God. Believing that God is Almighty. Forbid it, Almighty God. That we have to purchase our life with slavery. So what's Luciferianism? Your life is going to be slavery.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be slavery because I'll get rid of all the misery. As for me, give me liberty, or I don't know what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. And the converse, death to all those who will not give us liberty. That's what the founder said. Death to all those who will not honor our liberty. Not give us liberty, because they didn't give us liberty.
Right.
Not honor the liberty given by God. So who are they offending? Who is this all about? What is this all about? And you say, and all the churches say, well, I'm religious. I'm waiting for the rapture. I'm waiting for this. I'm waiting for that. That's our founders didn't believe any of that. I'm not going to get into this rapture discussion. Our founders didn't believe any of that. They believe we have dominion. Almighty God is watching us. We're accountable to God for our actions. And why are we accountable to God? Because God was the one that gave us all these things. Lucifer didn't give it to him. Give it to us. So then, you know, Greek mythology, people say, why do you quote Greek mythology? Here's why I quote Greek mythology. Here's why classical education for hundreds of years has studied Greek mythology. Ares, the whole story of Ares. The Ares didn't like the Zeus, gave fire to man, and he was going to prove that Zeus made a mistake by causing war and chaos throughout the world to show Zeus and to show man that Zeus's idea to give up liberty to us, to man, divinity to us, was a stupid idea. I am explaining, I mean, right here, we are explaining, and I don't want to sound, look, we got the music about to start. I don't want to sound crazy, but I mean, do you understand why I'm scared? I'm scared because I'm one of very few people that is explaining this. That scares me. Because I'm sticking my neck out here to explain this to you. It frightens me, okay, ladies and gentlemen? This is it.
Yeah.
Stay tuned on the other side. More of this and more news. Uncle Kevin, you going to stay with us?
I am.
Okay.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your patience. And I know if you listen to replay, we sound perfect, but we've tried everything, at least the first level. We're going to go to second level to fix this and to stop these attacks and whatever's going on with us. I want to continue this thought, and then we are going to do the China story and some of the news. This is, do you understand on a global basis what is going on here? This is the debate, and this is when you break down these politics. In America, the problem is we're already half a socialist country, or three-quarters of a socialist country. But the debate is, and you wonder, wow, why do these people do this? Why, you know, do you see satanic symbols in music or Luciferian symbols in music and what have you and all this, and you get scared and you get overwhelmed? And really, it's about choice. You've already made this choice. I want to encourage you, and I want to tell you, we believe, you know, as Christians, I believe, let me say it that way. I'm not trying to put my beliefs on you. I'm just trying to hopefully provoke thoughts and so you can maybe make something out of this. Maybe what I'm saying means something to you. I hope it does, because what it does is I believe very strongly that it will inspire and create freedom, because ideas are bulletproof. No army can stop an idea whose time has come.
Victor Hugo.
Correct.
Thank you.
That is correct. Victor Hugo. The greatest quote by him.
It was.
He's got several great quotes.
He does.
Okay. Anyway, I'm kind of losing my thoughts again. What was this? The choice you have that's presented to you, you've already made these choices before, you know, you chose to come here. You chose, you are coming trailing glory. You know, isn't that what the poets have said? That we come down, to look through a glass darkly, trailing glory, following behind us. Divinity follows behind us. Greatness, light, truth is inside us. And in this world of delusion, whatever, now we make choices. Now we have varying degrees of fallen nature and bad choices and all these things. But the choice that we made is to be able to make these choices, if that makes sense.
That's what God gave us, choice.
Choice. The choice is, look, do you want Lucifer's plan, or do you want God's plan?
I know I don't want it.
Right.
I want nothing to do with it.
Right. So that's the choice. Do you want a world where all the choices are made for you, and that freedom of choice makes you think freedom of choice makes us miserable and is terrible, and you can't deal with it, and you can't use it, your own reason to pursue happiness, to overcome this world, and to choose your creator? If you think you can't do that, Well, now you understand, and the people who are Luciferian, who are doing this in secret, remember, like Noam Chomsky said, we must keep them ignorant, we must keep them dumb,
yeah,
must do all this. If you believe that, then, hey, I'll get all the money in the world, I get all the fame in the world, I'm for this great work, we're all together, this is my morality, this is what I'm doing, this is my, I feel convicted, and this is what I'm doing. That's what they're doing.
That's it.
And then the governments, it twiddles down all the way to governments, and now say, you just do what we say, with the government, the state religion, which is power.
Yeah.
Really, the state religion is power.
Sure is.
Must centralize, and you must give your choices to us, and we control your choices.
And we control you.
And then we control you.
And if you get out of line, heaven help you.
Right. That's it. You see the difference? Now then people say, well, that's anarchy. No. Government's job, according to Thomas Jefferson, according to America, also unanimously signed the Declaration of Independence, is to protect the liberty.
Right.
So then if somebody gets out of line, somebody, you know, steals or whatever and steals
that's
your
property. That's not moral.
That's not moral. That's immoral. So they stop that.
Right.
So they catch somebody stealing, the hammer of justice comes down on them hard.
That's right.
If somebody murdered, God forbid, mm-hmm. I mean, they comes down on them hard.
Right.
And why? Why? It's not to, has nothing to do with, oh, let's reform the criminal. Oh, let's nope. do this. Has nothing to do with that at all. What it has to do is protecting the people not in prison.
Exactly.
It's protecting the people to make the mm-hmm. virtuous choices.
And under common law back in the things, if you stole, that town had the right to put you to death if they thought you were a threat.
Perpetual problem and a perpetual...
A perpetual problem. Or if you raced your wagon up and down the
they could arrest you.
They could... Yes.
That's what the police should... That's what they should... Sheriff should do. Somebody's mm-hmm. driving crazy or reckless or putting people in danger. Well, speeding is reckless. Okay, then let's let every car go 30 miles an hour, put a governor on every one, and let's drive around with bubbles on a rail.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's where it goes. That's how people want to twist it. Say, well, if a little's good, then we'll just have total control, and then everybody will be safe. Liberty is not safe.
Yes. Under common law, you had to toe the line, or the town, or your neighborhood, or whatever can take care of you.
Read a couple quotes to further this point. Where is it? I'm on the right page here. John Adams located the source of man's rights. Quote, this is John Adams. This is our founding fathers. Where are the source of our rights? Where is our, so this would be, you go to the government. Where is my justification for me to negate your ridiculous laws and your ridiculous restrictions? I mean, quote unquote laws and your ridiculous statutes. Where is the authority come from? Who in the world are you to stand up there and tell the government that they are out of line and that they need to stand down and honor law and God? Who are you? Okay, that's the question. So John Adams located the source of man's rights, quote, in the frame of human nature and in the constitution of the intellectual and moral world. So to answer your question, John Adams, is who gives you a right to tell this government that they don't have the ability or the moral right to run over you and to dictate to you? And we got together, we decided on these laws, we decided on these traffic laws, you got to follow all this, and by God, you're going to take this license before you go up and down this road, and you're going to do exactly what I say, or we'll throw your ass in jail. Okay, so the question is, where comes the authority to stand up to that and say, you are an impotent, illegitimate tyrant, God help you, and God curse you if you continue in this. That's what the founders said.
That's what they said.
Okay.
That's exactly what they said.
And what did John Adams, where was the answer? I'm standing before you. I'm standing right here. It's in my human nature, and all the intellectual and moral world defies you. And you are an impotent, tyrannical, illegitimate hypocrite, and God help you, and God curse you if you continue in this display.
That's right.
I don't need any more. My authority is so above you. And people say, well, you don't believe in law. No, 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 no.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We do believe, absolutely. You don't believe in laws.
Right.
You don't believe in law. You believe in Luciferianism.
That's right.
That's what you believe in.
You believe in corporate law.
And continue. Philip Livingston said, I want you to continue. The ideas of our founders said, oh, they weren't Christian. Okay,
of course they were.
Listen to this. He declared in 1774, the great charter of man's rights may be read in the human frame. Again, somebody else said the same thing. John Adams, Philip Livingston. It was a charter, quote, sealed with the breath of life. You don't think they looked to the Bible and religion and morality and virtue?
Yeah, of course they did.
To this right, every man is and must be entitled. Why must? Because if you're not entitled to it, there is no virtue. There can be no virtue unless everybody has liberty to exercise virtue. There is no virtue.
They're inseparable.
It is annexed as an inseparable appendage to our existence.
Did I write that?
This is Philip Livingston. And although the English law has secured it, Frenchmen secured it, everybody is entitled to it by the law of nature. That's what our founders thought. Not what they thought, what they knew, what they died for.
Yeah. Put it all on the line.
And that's the choice. And really, that's the battle lines of everything that we're talking about. And
yes.
So Deborah, I talked to Deborah this weekend. Sometimes she gets overwhelmed. We've already made this choice, ladies and gentlemen. And so once, you know, at some point you commit yourself to an idea, to a virtue, to a conviction. You commit yourself to a conviction. And then there's freedom in that. And that's what the Luciferians are saying. I'm committed to the conviction. They think there's freedom in the lack of choice. So they're committed to this. I mean, really, I'm telling you.
I know.
They have a morality.
They sure do.
I don't understand why they do it. I don't understand. They think they're moral.
Yep, they do.
They think they're acting moral. Lucifer has a moral justification for his actions.
Yeah. The great trickster.
Not a virtuous.
Right.
Justification, but a morality, a shape, a moral code.
Yeah.
But it'll implode in itself. It's like the fiat money system. Eventually, the weight of it can never continue. Only freedom allows everything to expand. See, Luciferianism allows everything to contract. The choices become less and contract until eventually
you're miserable.
Right. Well, they say you're not miserable. Choice is miserable. Look at all the misery. You know, and people, here's another way people, well, if there was a God, why does he let people kill each other?
Because you got choice.
Yeah, see, that's what they're saying. We're going to get rid of all this death and misery. That's what Lucifer says.
That's what he does.
All right.
I wouldn't believe him.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
A liar.
Howard County, Maryland. Story. Kristen Coombs is on the board of the city council there. I think it's county.
Okay.
You remember in the 70s, the busing program where the blacks and whites and mixed them, bus them an hour. They said, well, we got to have unity. We want people to be together and all this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in Howard County, Maryland, they're starting this program or trying to start this program again, this busing.
Right. And everybody's enraged.
Well, the justification, you know, it was black and white before.
Yeah, well, everybody's integrated that already there.
But that's not the reason they're using anymore.
Oh, I know, yeah.
The reason they're using now is, it's income inequality.
Right, income inequality.
So we're going to take the people from the rich neighborhood, quote-unquote rich neighborhood, and bring them into the poor and the poor to the rich. So we got to have equality. We got to have social justice.
Yeah.
So they took a vote for this little deal, to do this little plan. And it's part of a wider plan. They even said the council, the head of this council, city or county, even said that, this is part of a greater plan. This is central to what we're doing. They voted, and the vote went down 4-3. They voted against it. So they said, well, we got to go back in the back room and talk about this. The people applauded in the room. They go back in the back room. Kristen Coombs comes out and is crying, one of the councilmen, and she changed her vote.
Wonder what they got on her.
Maybe she knew Jeffrey Epstein.
Maybe so. Maybe she is Jeffrey Epstein.
So this is how it's done.
Well, there, I heard those people in the neighborhood are outraged, so we'll see where it goes. You know, blacks, whites, everybody. It's a mixed community. It's just not white.
It's not about black and white anymore. They're trying. I don't give a darn what it is. I'm not putting my child on a bus and I go ship him an hour and a half to go somewhere.
No.
You're going to send them in the bus 3 hours a day or 2 hours a day?
We have a perfectly fine school that I like right down the road there, and my kid's going to that.
Yeah, well, it's inferior. Well, what's inferior is you putting them on a bus for 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
Well, now I'll just homeschool. You see, this is...
Yeah. So we'll see how that turns out.
Yes.
They seem outraged, so I hope something comes.
Well, we'll see. All they got to do is be like the Muslims in Britain, some conviction. See, I'm tired of people seeing this and this attitude of, well, they're doing this and we're, see, again, do you see, we've already been put in the place that we're just helpless little ants that just go along with whatever's done.
Right.
All you got to do is say no.
Say no.
No, my child's not doing that. Well, Mrs. Johnson, you're blah, blah, blah. I don't give a damn what you say.
That's right.
You can come here with the police. I don't really care. My child is not getting on a yellow bus and being shipped an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
Both, you know, back and forth 3 hours a day. So you can come up with your little social experiment.
That's correct.
That's just not happening. Well, blah, blah, blah. Well, they'll just stay at home. I don't care.
That's right.
Well, we'll get you. You're going to get me for what? You know, I wonder what the homeschool laws in Maryland are. You know, homeschool is exploding. You know, it's still very small, but it's exploding because of things like this.
Yep, people are sick.
Speaking of Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, supposedly his...
She's found.
She's found and supposedly speaking to the FBI.
Yeah, they caught her. Yeah.
Well, I wonder what she's going to say.
A lot.
Well, I wonder if she'll go in jail and hang herself. I wonder if she'll hang herself.
Yeah. Well, what was that John Kennedy saying? Christmas ornaments, something, and Jeffrey Epstein, three things that don't hang themselves. This guy's a senator. He's such a senator, comes out and says that.
That's hilarious.
That was awesome.
Well, two things that don't hang themselves. Christmas lights and
Jeffrey Epstein. I can't remember the third thing, but nobody believes that story. And that stupid bar coming out and saying
that's the next story I was going to.
Boy, that made me mad when I heard him say that.
Yeah, Barr came out. Barr ends all conspiracy theories forever by saying Epstein died via a series of coincidences.
What a bunch of nonsense that is.
We talked about this yesterday about looking at this. And, you know, is it possible that Trump basically made a deal with this whole thing, that if he's just as quiet and just goes along with this, that this whole impeachment will blow over and it's mutually assured destruction. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen with Ukraine. Nothing's going to happen with the server. Yeah. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing. And just shut up and just go along.
Yeah, they got that one low-level lawyer that they're throwing underneath the bus.
Here's what Barr said. I can understand people whose minds went to sort of the worst case scenario because it was a perfect storm of screw ups. Basically saying I don't believe it.
I don't believe it. I'm going to start a revolution over it. We're going to call up. I'm going to get that guy's telephone number. I'm going to give it out and we're going to call him and say, stop this nonsense.
You remember the story about the Planned Parenthood, or the guy interviewed DeLay, says, I want a Lamborghini.
Yeah, I remember her. Yeah.
Well, the court, it went to, was it California, this court? Was it California?
Yeah, California.
It was California,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, California.
Well, the jury last week awarded $2.3 million to Planned Parenthood under you talk about obscured, nonsensical application of quote unquote
trespassing.
Law.
They got him for trespassing.
It was at a restaurant, public restaurant.
Yeah. Insane.
They invited them to talk to it.
They wanted even to if they sell them body parts. They invited them in.
So it's trespassing.
Well, he's appealing it. So
California-based jury also found that the whistleblower had violated racketeering, the RICO law. So the same thing they use for mobsters.
Yeah, I know. Insane.
Anyway, so this is saying this is going to go to the Supreme Court, this article.
Oh, it will. It will go to the Supreme Court. It'll go to the Ninth Circuit first. They'll probably uphold it. Then it'll go to the Supreme Court, and hopefully it will get knocked down.
Navy secretary forced out by Pentagon chief over handling of naval seals.
Oh, I was happy about that. Oh, man, that was good.
Explain a little bit, just quickly.
Well, I can't remember the guy's name. The Navy SEAL was found guilty of taking a picture, not killing, just taking a picture with a dead fighter.
Yeah, gross, morbid, shouldn't do it, but you're not going to...
But they relieved him of his duties.
Yeah, they basically fired him, demoted him, and all that.
And all that stuff. And then President Trump looked at the case, and he said, there's nothing here. I'm going to reinstate him. So he reinstated him to his full, you know, rank and full everything. And the head, that guy that you were talking about, the head of the Navy, said, well, we're going to have put him.
Mark Esper,
that's it. We're going to have to put him in front of a commission and see if he's worthy to go back in. And Trump said, no, you ain't doing that. He's reinstated. I don't care where. I want your resignation.
I like that.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
I do like that. Pro-democracy candidates surge, pro-Beijing candidates suffer amid record turnout in Hong Kong elections.
Big story, Hong Kong.
Now, obviously, you know, even going back to 1776, you don't know, you know, there's the thought, well, secret societies were doing this and da-da-da-da-da. And there's truth to all that. And the same thing with Hong Kong. Is the CIA propping this up? Is this part of the negotiation? I'm sure there's some truth to all that. But at its heart, at its core, in Hong Kong, there are people still alive in Hong Kong who swam across shark-infested waters when a lot of them didn't make it.
Yep.
That's how to go to Hong Kong, to get away from Mao Zedong and China.
Swim to freedom.
Who know darn well that this is the absolute line in the sand for them, and this is, we will live or die with this. We will not let China take us over again. I risked my life once. I will not. This is.
Yeah.
They agreed to let us have autonomy.
They did. It was in writing in the treaty. Mao Zedong killed 80 to 100 million people.
Yes. University of Hawaii study.
Yep.
And so they, you know, well, look at what they're doing now with the Fulongong and the job training centers, quote unquote. Anyway, we got 5 minutes.
Okay.
We got to get this story about what's happening in Australia, Solomon Islands.
Big story that nobody's talking about.
60 Minutes Australia.
Mm-hmm.
This is 60 Minutes.
You can look it up on YouTube.
60 Minutes in Australia has come across a story called the Red Scare. Is it the Red Scare? I think it's Seeing Red. Seeing Red is the name of the story. And they talk about China going, now there's a bunch of islands between Australia and all the way up to China.
Little islands, 10 miles square and stuff like that.
You know Australia is New Zealand and it goes straight north. Eventually you'll hit China or, you know, Japan, whatever. There's a lot of Solomon Islands, I can't even remember all
of them. Yeah, a lot of crazy Cook Islands and stuff like that.
So on these islands, there's ports. Sometimes there's gold mines.
Big gold mine that. Yes.
So what's been happening that they report on the show, China's been going down with barrels of money, $1 million, and going to the politicians, you sign over your rights, or you sell us this port, or you sell us this gold mine, and we'll take over, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, they took over the biggest gold mine in the Solomon Islands. It's one of the biggest gold mines in the world. They paid, I think, $800 million for it, you know?
And so one of the politicians got up and says, yeah, we're selling this out and this is fraud and this, you know, and I'm thinking, oh my God, what, this guy's really risking his life saying that.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
They're going to these islands in the Pacific, not just
offering $1 million to the leaders.
So 60 Minutes wanted to do a story. So they came and flew into this island. Tell that story. So they tried to do a story. We got like 3 minutes. Quickly.
Yeah. They came in. They heard of the Chinese coming in and trying to take over the thing. They just wanted to come and interview the people, what's going on.
What's happening?
Yeah, what's happening here? So they fly in. And as soon as they fly in, they hop on a taxi to go to their hotel, and they're followed by three or four different cars, you know, black cars. And they're going, what's going on here? So they make it to the hotel, and the guy gets out of the car and says, you're not allowed to leave the
hotel.
You're not going to interview anybody, and if you do interview and go out and interview, we're going to arrest you. We're going to put you in a cell. So he was talking to he knew the president before this president, and they talked to him, and he said, these people said this. Can you help us here? Because you have any political power? And he says, yeah, I can help you. So they were going to go out and do the story. Well, they didn't. They went out to do the story.
With the former
and they were,
king of Solomon Island.
Yeah, the former king. He has some political clout, you know?
He didn't like what's going on.
He didn't like what's going on. And so they went out to do the story, and they ushered him right to the plane and took him off, and he didn't interview anybody.
This is what's going on.
That's what's going on.
This is the choice that we're looking at politically.
And, they want to take over all those democratic islands. And the people are not happy about it.
This is George Washington. I'll leave you with this, ladies. And man, please don't be overwhelmed. This is what we're facing. And so this is our time to have conviction and to have faith and to rise up, whether you hear me tomorrow or next day or whatever, or you don't, or you hear this show. It doesn't matter. This is our destiny. And God is with us. And just like Patrick Henry said, if God is with us, who could be against us? Yeah. God will raise up friends, fight our battles for us.
Yes.
If we have faith, God will prevail. We will prevail here. We will prevail. Anyway, leave you a quote by George Washington, kind of puts a little bit of this in perspective. Of all the dispositions and habits this would lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. And let us with caution, and what I would say with morality, it's virtue.
Yeah, right.
It's really virtue, because Satanists have morality.
Correct.
And let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality can be maintained without religion. Reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail to the exclusion of religious principle. It is substantially true that virtue or morality, he clarifies, is a necessary spring of popular government.
Has to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. I mean, all these little things you're seeing, it's time to pull away and to, in your mind and in your heart, and be convicted about something else, because conviction is king. I promise you. What is it that Luciferian wants to do? Wants to take away your choice, wants to keep you ignorant, wants to get you to buy in this system, wants you to say, fine, I give up. That they're going to throw war, they're going to throw poverty, they're going to throw depression, they're going to throw everything at you, hoping that you'll say, fine, I give up.
Yep.
Your way is better.
Don't do it. Have conviction.
I believe in you.
And we can beat these people.
I believe in you. Stay firm. Have faith. God bless you. We will be on tomorrow, even if it's just Uncle Kevin and I talking again. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Thanks, Todd.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.